The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Warning! This episode contains foul language, and something really bad happens to an eel.
Snyder.
Yes?
Can you... Snyder.
Yes?
Can you...
Hi Weirdos, Ashley here, and welcome to Keep It Weird's first mini-sode. My beloved co-host Lauren is out sick this week, so our very special I Love the 90s episode will be out next week. But we had so many This Week in Weird stories we wanted to talk about, so we figured we'd record a shorty. Joining me for this special sode is my good friend Jimmy Heisner.
Hello.
Hi Jimmy.
Hi Weirdos.
Jimmy's going to be our guest next week as well, when we take a trip into the past. So you're getting 2 full weeks of Jimmy all up in your ears.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, so we, Lauren texted this morning. She was like, I'm pooping a lot. So she stayed home. But we were like, oh, we kind of want to record today. And I had, first of all, our episode next week. Hopefully it won't be 2 hours long. Might be 2 hours long. I don't know. We have so much to talk about. And I also had a ton of This Week in Weird, so I figured this would be a good time to talk about all the news stories right now, all the weird happenings, all the, this is our current events. current events 101. Was that a class you had in high school?
In high school. We did have current events. I don't think I ever took it, though. I didn't really understand really the point of that.
Nope. We always had, I think it was in my history class. It was either history or English. No, it was history. We would have, like, once a week, we would have a class dedicated to current events.
Yeah, I think that's what we had, too. But we did have a class dedicated solely to current events. But I remember my sister, she was a couple years older than me. She took it, and she said basically it was taught by our football coach.
Well.
Who, it was a job, so he could still be the coach, and he would just basically read the newspaper in class, and that was the extent of the class.
That's all I do here. Well, yeah. Just read the newspaper. We were reading, we started This Week in Weird, and we were using the National Enquirer for one whole week, we were using the National Enquirer, and then my friend, or actually one of Joe's friends, came over and was like, ah, National Enquirer, Donald Trump owns that, and I was like, excuse me?
Does he really?
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, that's why there's all these...
Fake news. Yeah.
There was a ton of, like, Obama, like, you know, is wiretapping Trump and all this stuff. And I always thought it was just, like, garbage. But it turns out it's Trump's magazine. So that went out the window so fast. I was like, okay, guys, we're not going to be using National Enquirer anymore. We're just going to be using the interwebs,
which is harder...
It's harder sometimes.
I was trying to look at things and it was a lot of, when you're finding weird stories, there's a lot of trying to figure out if it's bullshit or not.
Yeah, and also there's a lot, when you search weird news stories, I feel like there's a lot of, just stories where it's like...
I was finding a lot of, like, pedophilia and,
I mean, I guess it's weird.
Yeah, and like stuff like that. And it's, I was like, normal. I guess that is weird, but that's not really what
I'm... That's not exactly what I want to talk about. Every time I search it, it's like, kid drives 90 miles to go to McDonald's. And it was like...
I mean, that's awesome.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So sure, but not quite the vein that I'm looking for. Anyways, so welcome to this week's...
This Week in Weird!
Lauren said she was going to send me an insert there of her singing, but again... pooping. So I don't know if she's going to do that. But if she doesn't, weird. There it is. I'll start because I have one that I found today. Well, I had one for this week and then I have an update. So that's kind of cool. That never happens.
Cool.
So we had several listeners and friends write in about the ghost girl in Cambridge, New York that was caught on a trail cam in the middle of the woods. Did you read anything about this?
No.
I'm gonna have to pull up a picture for you. So basically, there was a single trail cam image of a little girl in the middle of these woods that, according to the landowners, was not a place that random people visit. And when they were unable to identify the girl in the photo by speaking to, like, their nearest neighbors and people around the town, they ended up calling the police, which seemed really extreme to me when I was thinking about it, like, as a ghost, but then not as extreme when thinking about it as, like, maybe
a missing child.
Like, lost in the woods. But there was a local legend that a little girl around the same age as the one in the photograph was killed playing on the train tracks that once ran through the area. And Tanya Woodward, who is president of the Greenwich Paranormal Research Team, told a news source that they have experienced a lot of paranormal activity around that area. So basically, this, like, trail cam picture has been posted. I've seen it on Facebook. I've had people send it to me. Everyone's wondering if this is a ghost. Like, what is this? They can't figure out. It's been in the news for, like, a week, and, like, no one's come forward to be like, it's me.
It's my
Until yesterday. So, as of yesterday, the little girl has been identified. She is alive and well. Her name is Holden, and she is a 9-year-old girl, and she's definitely not haunting anything. She was hiking with her grandpa.
Her name's Holden. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why?
I, you know, just Holden Caulfield.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. That's fair.
Not denigrating.
Right.
You know,
did you know Joe has a Holden Caulfield tattoo?
I did not.
Oh, you should see it. It's pretty cool. Yeah, she was, and in the video, it looks like she's, like, running like this. No one can see me. She's got, like, one arm up. Anyway, she's doing this weird thing, but apparently she saw the trail cam.
Did she know the cam?
And she was, like, waving at it. And there's a video of her, too, that's really funny. She's like, I can't believe people thought I was a ghost. Anyways. So she's found, guys. That's she's cute. Alive. She's not dead. She's not a ghost.
Happy ending.
Happy ending. Or
well,
boring
I think
ending.
People were wanting
but...
more than that.
People want
to have. I have another story like that I found. There was, I'll find the picture for you. I saw this the other day. There was a man in the Philippines who caught a blue marlin in it. And they were posting pictures of it online, and it had these weird, what they called it, like the tattooed fish. It looked like it had tattoos all over it.
What?
Yeah. And so there was a lot of people who were talking about it, and a lot of people thought, here's a picture. Maybe.
Oh, Gabby wants to see. Come on over.
Yeah, and it had like these weird tribal.
What is this, an iPhone 1?
It is. This is the original iPhone. There it is.
Oh, that's weird.
It had these tribal markings on it. And a lot of people thought, you know, it was an alien.
Right. Has to be. There's no other explanation.
Kind of thing. And it was, somebody was like, oh, it came down to visit a species of its similarity. And
someone said that?
Yeah.
well.
Turns out, though, it's not an alien. It was apparently the fisherman who caught it wrapped it in a shirt.
Oh, no.
Which I think is actually
was
more.
Was it an Ed Hardy shirt?
Yeah. I think that's actually more interesting because apparently there was some sort of chemical reaction with the fish to where it imprinted the design of the shirt.
Oh, that's
onto
so
the
strange.
Fish.
It's almost like a.
Like it didn't like bleed through. It just like.
It's almost like it was a chameleon. But like a cartoon style.
Yeah,
chameleon.
it's like Silly Putty. When you put Silly Putty in a newspaper and you peel it off, that's what it kind of does.
Did it fade? Or does the fish just look like that?
I think it just looks like that now.
Oh my God.
But yeah, they were like, oh yeah, it's a weird chemical reaction that we don't necessarily understand that happened where whatever design was wrapped in showed up on the fish.
Strange.
And I don't think it's happened, like people have seen it before, so it might be a weird.
It might just be like that fish.
A new
we
thing.
We should catch all the blue marlins. I'll wrap it in my. I have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre shirt on. I'm gonna wrap it in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre shirt and see if we can get Leatherface on a blue marlin.
And then you can hang it up on your wall.
And I can hang it up on my wall.
Yeah.
Is he gonna kill it? Did he kill
I
it?
I think it's already dead. I think it's dead in the picture.
He didn't even get to live out his life as a badass.
Yeah. He's the badass fish that nobody talks to because they're like. That guy's seen some
up
shit.
To something.
Look at him.
He's got like a teardrop tattoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That marlin's not the marlin to mess with. That is so weird. I like it though. Weird. I have two that I don't even know how I found these. They weren't together, but but I found them within the same, like, search when I was looking for weird stuff. So they're both houses for sale.
Okay.
Currently, right now. So they're a small house in southwestern Ontario is up for sale. And somehow, hold on, plane.
Hold for plane.
Hold for plane, please. You live in the valley. Have you noticed more planes?
I don't really notice them anymore.
Maybe they shake my...
Yeah, I've had more... Yes. I feel like they get closer. Like, I've had them start shaking my house a lot.
Yeah,
more.
Me too. But I don't hear them too much. And I don't know if I'm just noticing them more that we started recording the podcast, and now, like, I'm doing all the editing, so I'm, like, listening. There was one episode. I'm not kidding. I think it was episode 8. It was the one with, like, Bigfoot and stuff. There's 9 planes that pass over in like the hour and a half or whatever that we're recording. And they're loud. Anyways.
Maybe people are just like...
Traveling more?
Maybe people are realizing that the wonderful secret of Bob Hope Airport, which is the greatest.
Oh my God, Bob Hope Airport. If I could only travel... Like, we're going to Boston.
If you fly into LA, do not use Bob Hope, because that means that there's more people and it's going to be less enjoyable.
Yeah, fly to LAX. It's a wonderful experience. Absolutely. I feel like everyone should at least experience LAX once, twice.
A thousand times.
Never fly Bob Hope Airport.
Leave it for us.
We need it. We need it.
Absolutely.
No, but we're going to Boston next month, and it's like, we can't really fly out of Bob Hope because we'd have to make like 3 stops to go to Boston. It would be like a full day of travel, and it's like 100. It's not that much more expensive, but it's more expensive, and it would take like 12 hours to get there, probably more. So we have to fly out of LAX. Anyways, okay, so. We'll start over there. Small house in southwestern Ontario is up for sale, and somehow it's getting quite a few offers, even though it's filled with hundreds and hundreds of clowns.
Wow.
Clowns.
Like?
Clowns.
Like real clowns?
Like clowns.
There's just clowns living
there's
in it?
There's clown dolls, clown pictures, statues, knickknacks, plates, all kinds of stuff. They're expecting it to sell above asking price despite thousands of clowns. Why, God, you should see the pictures of this place. It is a nightmare.
So, what happened to the previous owners?
They're still there. It's an elderly couple. They've lived in the home for over 30 years. And now they're being overwhelmed with the media attention because of their decor. They, like, put up a listing for this house, like, but all the pictures have the clowns in them.
So, was that originally part of the deal where they were like, We're selling
the
house, but the clowns
and
move
all the
with
clowns.
Us. The clowns
they're,
come with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they're taking the clowns with them. Basically, so this is kind of weird. I don't really understand how this worked, but apparently they spoke to the, whoever wrote the article that I read, spoke to the son of the owners, and he said they began buying all the clowns in a successful attempt to curb his stepfather's taste in beer. He said, my stepdad had a drinking issue, according to my mother, so every clown represents a bottle of beer he would have bought.
Okay.
Okay. I don't really understand. I mean, that would make me drink more.
Right.
I would want beer more often if I was surrounded by clowns.
But it worked, apparently?
I guess it worked. I guess he stopped drinking beer.
So it'll be the 13th step now?
Yeah, 13th step in AA is buy clowns.
Buy a clown.
Buy a clown.
Every time you want to drink, just go get a clown.
What do they say in Joe Dirt?
When you have a frown, look at a clown.
Look at a clown. It's estimated there are over 1,500 clowns in the home, which, according to them, will be stored in a crawl space of their new house when they move.
That makes more sense. Put them in a crawl space. Make it even weirder.
And then when you die, because you're old, someone's going to find that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be like, absolutely not. We are moving.
I mean, if we were not living in the internet age, this is how urban legends
this is how
are born. Yeah.
Sorry, this is how the book Amityville Horror gets written. But then there's another weird house that I found. A recent house listing on Zillow, which is a apartment renting, house renting place. In South Carolina, is gaining attention for its mystery occupant upstairs, rent-free, that agents are telling potential buyers, don't bother asking. The listing specifically states, upstairs apartment cannot be shown under any circumstances. Buyer assumes responsibility for the month-to-month tenancy in the upstairs apartment. Occupant has never paid, and no security deposit is being held, but there is a lease in place. Yes, it does not make sense. Please don't bother asking. So apparently there's a mysterious tenant who lives upstairs from you that never pays rent, and okay. the owner has never seen, but they do describe them as a professional artist.
It sounds like everyone, every Craigslist person you find in Los Angeles looking for a roommate.
I researched this house yesterday, May 9th, and as of today, May 10th, the listing is shown as no longer available. So apparently someone couldn't stand the suspense any longer and bought the stupid place. But so there's they want you to buy this house. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay for the downstairs apartment, which is yours. You're also going to pay for the upstairs apartment, even though you can't go up there because someone lives there. You'll never see them and you don't know who they are.
You'll never see them.
What?
Do they, I mean, is there like a...
Do they leave?
That's what I'm wondering. Is there a back door that this person leaves? Or no how, idea. How do they get their food?
I read this listing. This listing was on Zillow, and it was also on another site, and I read both of them. And that was literally all the information they gave you. But it said to text for inquiries. So I was going to text them for inquiries, but then it said it was sold. So
you know what it kind of reminds me of, and this is a preview to the 90s episode, is there was that one tenant in Hey Arnold. Do you remember Hey Arnold?
Yes.
His grandparents ran a boarding house. And there was one tenant, Mr. Smith, who they never saw and they didn't know anything about. And they would have his food like delivered to his door, and he had like a secret contraption that would bring the food in and things like that. And there was an episode, I think, where they found out who he was. But
yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember if they ever found
him. Yeah, they did. I don't remember what it was. But yeah,
it's Mr. Smith.
It was Mr. Smith. Yeah, I think that was his name.
But this guy's not paying rent.
You know?
Like, it would make sense if it's like you're buying the downstairs apartment. You can't use the upstairs apartment because there's a tenant there who pays rent, but you won't see him.
Wait, where's this at? Again?
This was in South Carolina.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know who I think it is? It's Banksy.
Oh, shit. That would be cool.
That's who it is. He's an artist.
He's an artist.
You'll never see him.
You'll never see him.
Ask questions.
Because he's made of gas.
Right.
He is not really. He's made of aerosol.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just an entity that lives up there. That's why you'll never see him.
Maybe.
Because he just, you know.
But you'd feel like, what if, no. I literally can't think of an explanation for that.
No, I don't.
Unless... No, nothing makes sense. No. Poltergeist?
You need to like bookmark that.
I know. Maybe
and see what happens in the future.
Yeah, checking in with this weird fucking house. Someone bought it.
Yeah.
And it was selling for like, well, the thing is like you get the house. So the house, you get the downstairs apartment, upstairs apartment, off limits, weird tenant. And then you also get a separate cottage. So it was selling, you know, for pretty cheap for that much space, except for weirdo living upstairs, if there is even anyone upstairs.
Right.
I'm not 100% convinced there is, but then why wouldn't you let people use the upstairs? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I get it. I don't get it, but I get it. Yeah.
I'll keep an eye out. Maybe I'll text him anyway.
Yeah.
And see what they say. Just be like, oh, I'm just curious about the listing that you have. They're probably just going to be like, it's sold, or they won't text me back, or it's fake.
Or you just say, hey, I have an audience of weirdos, and we'd like to know.
Do you think it would work? I'm going to send out a petition. I need everyone to sign
it. Right.
I need everyone to sign this, all 40 of you. Do you have any other weird stories?
Going back to the clown thing.
Uh-huh, great.
The clowns are back.
The woods, woods clowns?
Apparently, you know, the people were running around as clowns and seeing. I just read something. It was in North Dakota. They found another clown. He was walking around with a knife, carrying a boa constrictor.
Well.
And apparently he was like, you know, going at groups of children and asking them if they wanted to see a dead body.
Do you think it has anything to do with it?
I was going to say, I think the entire, this whole thing with clowns is just a
campaign?
Viral marketing it. Because it's
brilliant.
It's brilliant.
It's fucking
because
brilliant.
Because, you know.
Until one of the clowns gets shot
until
in the
one
face,
of the clowns actually,
and then it's
yeah.
not brilliant anymore. Not for him anyway.
Right. I get that. But, you know, maybe they're compensated well. You know,
maybe
it's like
they are.
Hazard pay for doing it. But it would be.
That would be.
It would be. That's a brilliant plan. Because, like, you know, people have always had a fear of clowns. And,
yeah.
But for a while, you never really heard about it. And then all of a sudden, late last year, it was like, oh, shit, clowns
are popping up
terrorizing everyone. And guess what? There's this movie coming out about a clown.
You did it.
Good job.
Good job, Hollywood.
Good job. I don't know who the studio is.
I actually don't know who the studio is either.
Bravo to that studio.
I haven't really been following the It thing since Carrie dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was like my dream.
Right.
Was him. Carrie Fukunaga?
Fukunaga, I think.
Fukunaga?
I think that's it, yeah.
Who directed season one of True Detective, which was awesome.
Fantastic.
Unlike season two of True Detective. But he was going to direct It, and it was going to be two-parter, and the first parter was going to be... he was going to do it in a different way. It wasn't going to be what you think it would be, which is the first one is the kids, and the second one's the adults. He was actually making a two-part film that it was... basically, the script was written in the way that the book was, mm-hmm. where you see some of the kids and then you see them as adults, and then you see some of the kids and you see them as adults, which I think is the best way to do it. Honestly, I think the only way you can make It is if you, like, for real, like, make it, is if it was, like, a mini-series or,
yeah,
you know, even, like, a two-season television series. I feel like
that's a lot of Stephen King, is you kind of, you really would be best... suited to turn into a miniseries.
1,000-something pages.
Yeah.
So, to me, I mean, I'm gonna see it.
It looks good.
It looks good. It looks like a scary movie. It doesn't look like it's gonna do the book justice, but it looks good, I guess.
I mean, nothing ever really does it?
No.
Sorry to bring you down.
No. Go on. If you guys hear a loud buzzing sound, that's apparently the sound that Jimmy's computer makes.
Yeah, sorry. It is older than my phone, believe it or not, and it's got, I think it's all fan. I think this computer is made
out of... I know, you opened it and it was like...
It's made out of a fan. Yeah.
But it's a Mac, right?
It is a Mac, but it is the...
It's like the first Mac.
It's the black MacBook. I have literally had it since my first year.
I can't believe it still works.
My first semester of college, I got it, and it's... I mean, it's well worth the price I paid for it. I've had it for 10 years, so it doesn't work
it's still
very
kicking.
Well. You know, it's pretty slow, but it works. Like, I was going to show you a video, but I don't think that I could probably get it to play right now. But I did find, okay, so this isn't really, it's not creepy or scary. It is kind of creepy.
I see the word eel, so yeah, it's creepy.
It does involve an eel. So a man... in China, went to the hospital. He had stomach pains.
Oh no!
And he got to the hospital, and the doctor said it looked like his stomach was like inflated like a balloon.
Okay.
And they did an X-ray, and I will show you the picture of the X-ray. This is the X-ray they found.
What?
And yeah, that's an eel.
That is
an eel inside the man's stomach.
How?
Well, apparently, he put it there himself. A couple of things I read, people were saying it was like a sexual fetish, which I don't believe that.
Okay.
The prevailing theory is that he thought he was constipated,
mm-hmm.
and apparently he had the idea to put an eel up his butt to clear, you
sure,
know,
yeah, that's
his,
usually
to
what
clear,
I do when
to
I'm
clear him out.
Too.
And the thing just started burrowing inside his stomach, and it was like doing some damage to his organs. And he decided that it wasn't worth all of that.
No shit, sir.
So, literally no shit.
No, yeah, when I'm literally constipated, no, that's what, why do you think I've had Mercutio for so long?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really had an issue with being constipated, but I cannot imagine it would be
that
ever
dire?
Severe enough where I was like, the only thing I
can do is stick this eel
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
But that is horrifying.
And there's video. I do suggest watching the video, but it is almost, it looks like Alien. Like it's...
Like a chest burst.
It's a scene. It's
there.
A scene from Oof. Alien. Like they have him cut open and they, you know, put forceps in it and just pull this like foot and a half long eel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Out of this man's stomach. So don't use an eel if you're constipated.
If you're constipated, guys, don't use an eel.
There's better animals suited for that, but I can't think of one at the moment.
Naked mole rats.
Naked Mole Rats, yes.
Talked about them last week.
Yeah.
They cure cancer.
As you say, if you have intestinal cancer, that'll help.
Stick one of those. Richard Garriott, pop one of those babies up there.
Has that ever been proven that that was
there's a, no way that that's that that a, thing. Was a thing. There's no that's a way that weird, that's an actual thing.
But that's a weird rumor for there to be no truth to it. Like, who comes up with that?
That he put a gerbil in his butt?
Yeah. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, there has to be some truth.
There has
because
to be something.
No one would have come up with that on their own.
All right, guys. We're going to do some research before next week. I don't know about that. I got to figure out if Richard Gere actually put a gerbil in his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty. Okay, so I have one. This one is... okay, so there's been a lot of talk... there's been a lot of Facebook posting. I don't know if there's actually been any speaking.
That definitely means that there's a lot of people talking.
Going around saying that a Scientology center in Tennessee was shut down because they found out that they were holding people and medicating them against their will. But just to be clear, a rehab facility in Tennessee was shut down after two people were found being held against their will. The manager and two of his employees have now been charged with kidnapping and false imprisonment after a man called 911 in February to report that he had been locked in a cabin at a facility just outside of Nashville. The owner of the facility is a Scientologist, and the male who was being held there was at the rehab facility so he could be cleansed through Scientology, but apparently he got there and he was forced to stay. He was given unknown medications, etc., etc. However, this facility is not associated with the Church of Scientology. That does not make Scientologists not crazy, however.
Okay.
But it definitely was not a Scientology center that was shut down. Apparently, the man that was held there had been there for 9 months.
Wow.
His room had a single bed, and the only working light was in the bathroom. They also found a woman there who said the same thing. She was mentally handicapped and was imprisoned in her cabin for 14 hours a day. It didn't say how long she was there. But the Church of Scientology said they had no idea what was going on down there and that you cannot open a facility unless it's approved by the church, and this rehab definitely wasn't. So basically, it wasn't even a facility. It was a trailer,
uh-huh.
Like a double-wide trailer, and two cabins on this property, and this guy was advertising online that he was a rehabilitation center. There were no actual doctors.
Mm-hmm.
There were no actual psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was saying online that, like, he had this rehab center. It was $2,000 a week is what he was advertising.
Wow.
To, like, cleanse yourself of all your whatever. And these two unfortunate people answered the call and ended up getting locked in a cabin for almost a year.
Holy shit.
And he is a Scientologist, and he was saying that he was going to cleanse them through Scientology, but it was not a Scientology center that was shut down.
It was not sponsored by Scientology.
No.
He just happened to be a Scientologist.
Yeah. Right. But the thing is that this article has been floating around with the picture of the Church of Scientology, like the one in, I believe, the one in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one, like, when you're coming from Hollywood into the valley.
Yeah, yeah.
That one. That was the picture they were showing, as if it was, like, the Scientology center.
Yeah.
But it was some guy in a trailer. So, not a Scientology center. They are still batshit.
Yes, they are.
No,
they're not. No, they're not.
Batshit cool. That's a new way to describe cool
Absolutely.
People. They're listening. They're listening to us.
No comment.
No comment.
Yeah, they were not involved in that at all.
No, they weren't, actually. And I'm not just saying that because I think they're batshit cool. I'm saying that because they were not involved.
They actually were not. Yeah.
Anyway. Do you have any more weird shit?
I have some. I mean, I don't really know if it gets weirder than putting an eel.
No, I think that's about the max amount of weird butt. That you can... It had to be for sexual reasons. And he was just like, no, I had to poop. Like, there's no way that... For me, if you were like, yeah, it was like a sexual fetish thing, he put an eel up his butt, I'd be like, oh, wow, that's crazy, and I believe that. But you're like, he was constipated, and, like, he thought, you know, I have to put this eel up my butt. Mm-hmm. It's like, nope, that is not a human thought.
It is weird how many things that you will justify in your head when somebody says it's like a sexual fetish.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's like, okay. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that's not sane. No one would do that, but oh, if that's but your like, fetish, yeah. I get it. I get that you did that. Any more weird news? I found, so the University of Mississippi, mm-hmm. They're opening, at the medical school, they're opening up a new facility, or they're trying, okay. They're laying ground on it, and they're starting to dig it up, and they have found corpses.
My favorite.
And most of them in like these old, tiny coffins.
I mean old tiny coffins,
like, you know, like
baby coffins.
No, like, oh, like your standard, you know, you think of like the
right,
like,
you think
weird
of like
hexagonal
the, yeah.
shaped coffin, you know, from like hundreds of years ago. But they said that they're really like, they're very narrow, so they don't know how they're fitting full people in them. But apparently it used to be the home of an asylum. I think it was like a school sponsored asylum or something, and they've torn it down, but they buried their patients there, and they've now done
seems okay.
Yeah. They've done some like radar or something of the ground that they're trying to build on, and they said that they estimate that there's upwards of 7,000
what
bodies that are buried there. And so now they're trying to figure out how to go
how
about
to, like,
exhuming them and doing yeah. it respectfully.
And like open a cemetery.
Yeah, and they're trying, they want to build.
It doesn't matter.
They
want to
build.
You are fucked.
They
want to
build a memorial.
You build that
yeah.
facility.
Putting a medical facility on top of, you know, a burial site is.
You're going to get the Exorcist 4 out of this.
Right.
And I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I'm in.
It's a good start to
pop those babies out.
A horror film, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Give them a memorial.
Did you ever go to the they called it the asylum at SIU?
We actually talked about this. Matt Roberts came on.
Oh yeah.
And he shared some EVPs. He actually caught an EVP there. I'll let you listen to some of them when we're done recording. Yeah, but it's not an asylum.
Right. Well, at first it was a poorhouse.
Uh-huh.
And then they turned it into a nursing home after that, I think.
Okay. Well, because he... hi, everyone. We are recording live. Jimmy went to college with me, too. And he knows Matt Roberts, who was on the episode about ghost hunting. And, yeah, Matt actually brought it up, too. He was like, did you ever go to the... And I was like... The haunted hospital,
yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, "That wasn't
the
a hospital.
Hospital.
That
wasn't haunted."
He was like,
or a hospital.
"Yeah." It's like, this is not. If this is a hospital, this is the worst fucking hospital I've
yeah.
ever seen.
Did you ever get to go?
I
to
went there
though?
Once.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, nothing happened. The
yeah.
only thing was I was like, "I want to leave," and they're like, "Are you scared?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm scared of the obvious homeless people that live here
right.
that don't want me to be here."
It was very. I got to go because it was. It was like a school spot. We were doing a film, and the school had given us permission to go there.
Oh, really?
Because you have to like get permission. They have to like unlock the
yeah.
gates and let you do all the stuff. So I was there in the daytime, which is even more disheartening because, you know, I had heard it was an asylum and it was haunted and everything. And you get there, and it's broad daylight, and it's just all the windows are like busted out, so there's light shining in, and you can just it just looks like an old crappy building.
Yeah.
That was very small. I don't know how it ever housed anyone.
No.
But yeah, it'd been destroyed and graffitied and yeah.
Two questions. Did you see any ghosts?
I did not.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
Okay. Question number two. Uh-huh. How was the film?
I never saw the film. But the thing was, it wasn't even a horror film. It actually would be a great setting if we shot a horror film.
Yeah. Did you ever see Session 9?
Session 9. I don't think so.
Oh, you should watch Session 9. For anyone who's listening, Session 9 is a movie that takes place in an abandoned mental institution. And it's like four guys who are hired to rid the place of asbestos
mm-hmm.
before they start rebuilding and making it nice and turning it into whatever they're going to turn it into. So
yeah.
it's basically these four guys in this abandoned building trying to clean it out. And creepy stuff happens.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Thomas Jane's in it.
Ooh.
Into
I love
it.
Tom Jane.
Yep. Actually, all four guys are famous, and I can't think of their names right now. But anyway.
Tom Jane is enough for me.
Tom Jane's
enough.
You
sold it.
It's Tom Jane. Tom Jane. Tom Jane and Tom Jane.
Thomas Jane.
They are all playing He's playing all four men. No relation.
Watch that.
No relation. Just one's got a big mustache. One wears a hat all the time.
One has a Punisher shirt on for some
reason. One has a Punisher shirt on. Doesn't make any sense. One only wears rollerblades. Anyways, that's pretty much it. We're going to be back next week. Jimmy's going to be back next week, too.
Once again.
Sorry. No, you're great. We're going to have so much fun. We're not going to talk night. I promise, Lauren, that we weren't going to talk about 90s stuff. Because she really wants to be here, but I really want to talk about it. But I'm not going to. I'm holding back.
It's hard. Very much looking forward to
it. I know. We got a lot.
To reliving my...
Reliving my youth.
My youth.
What year were you born?
I was born in 89.
Okay, I was born in 88.
So
90s was like... I mean, we barely got to experience... We experienced
it. I mean, I have memories.
I have a ton of memories from the 90s.
Yeah.
Even early 90s, but I would say Joe got a better experience.
What year was
85?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was actually like cognizant, like
right.
He
I was. Has, I, like, I,
real
I.
Memories.
I have
thoughts.
Memories of the 90s, but I don't necessarily know what they mean.
Right.
You know, I didn't have a cognitive like understanding. Of,
yeah. You weren't able to like put two and two together
of what was happening. Yeah.
For sure.
I remember our president getting a blowjob and not really knowing what a blowjob was.
I remember OJ. I remember like the OJ trial.
Uh-huh.
Well, I remember seeing the white Bronco chase.
Right.
But not understanding what was important about it. Like I had no understanding about like what was going on,
yeah.
Why it was a big deal, why my parents kept watching it, why they showed it on the news for like 3 weeks, like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so thanks for joining us on this week's mini-sode. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Keep It Weird Cast and our Facebook page, Keep It Weird. Send in your questions, theories, stories, comments, and concerns to keepitweirder@gmail.com and join me, Jimmy, and Lauren next week when we talk about all things 90s, the movies, the music, and of course, the murder. Anyways, keep it weird, guys.
Keep it weird.
This week in weird, 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 from your dear friend, Sicky Lauren. I'm going to record some sound, beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.